Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is The Bench.
The Bench
on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Hi, welcome back here. 10 after. Starting the show. We go all the way down to the bottom of the hour, so we ain't going anywhere. Del, combine the breaks. A little behind-the-scenes stuff for you there. So we got a long ways. If you got anything that you want to talk about, I thought amazingly interesting with this new NIL. If you don't know NIL, name, image, likeness, college athletes going to be able to get paid, not by the universities, but by the marketplace. So it is going to open up a huge market. Can you imagine all of the players, Del, in this country that are now going to be marketable or be able to make money? It is going to be, and well, it's going to be the wild, wild west at first because nobody knows what the rules are.
Because the NCAA continues to push back trying to make rules. They really don't want to. They would like the government to step in, and the government it's probably going to give them more than they can chew on if they actually allowed the government to make these decisions. And I it was interesting, and I brought up the women's players and the use of social media because I know during our conversations, there's been some back and forth about who could actually make money. You had Charles Barkley talking about how it's just going to be for a couple star players. I think there is an underestimation about the avenues to make money now.
Yeah.
Like you can, if like there's this girl on TikTok. She happens to be like dating some Michigan basketball player. He's like a bench guy, barely gets to play. She's I think she might have been a Division III basketball player. She developed a following doing TikTok dances, got up over a million followers, and they like moved her out into a house. Like they do these things. They get creators to do dances together in houses. And she's the money she's pulling in simply because she found a way to market herself on an app. And she was an athlete, and I think she, I don't know, I assume she had to quit basketball to do it. But these are the things that are going to be open where you can still play the sports you love and find a way. There are ways. You don't need to be playing at Michigan and be their starting shooting guard to make money. I think people are going to figure out pretty quickly that there are too many ways to make money, and you don't need to be a star on a star team to do it.
No. No, there are all kinds. Well, who was it, the kicker at Colorado State or whatever?
Was it UCF?
What was it?
I think a punter or a UCF or something.
He had some kind of app or something, like, and he...
Oh, the app. I thought you meant the kid with the YouTube channel who had to quit it.
Because, oh, that's it.
Maybe or that he either it. Had to quit or...
Yeah, and or, he was doing great.
Or quit the football.
Like he was doing it because... No, they just made him stop. And he's like, okay, I got to quit football.
Yeah.
I got to quit football because I'm making too much money on this thing. And it wasn't because I'm a kicker. It's just I just happen to be a kicker, and I have... I'm pretty good at this YouTube thing.
Yeah.
So, I love it. That it's just going to be... No, a college basketball... Connecticut women...
Oklahoma softball.
Oklahoma softball. Yeah. Are you kidding me? Oklahoma State golf. It's going to be... It's yeah. People love their universities.
They do. They
and
do.
They are going to pay just to be a part of the action.
Now we're speaking in a big city, but a lot of the people who are in this city have gone to school in college towns, and college towns will embrace a backup guard if he has a personality. That's just the way it is. Now I don't know how much he could make, but those things are things it's kind of cultish in a college town, depending on the sport that's going on. And if they love a player because of personality, or maybe he's a hometown kid who decided to stay home and play, those things fly. And now there's construction going on, I think. Her drilling or something.
It sounded like somebody farted.
Yeah, or the vibrating phone. But yeah. So interesting how it's going to play out. And the date is July 1st. I wonder, like, we got some background or some inside info about some of the players involved. We're not going to mention them because, well, it's not that day. But I wonder how surprised people will be when they start seeing some of the names and if the numbers come out on some of these deals.
Oh, my goodness. It is going to be, I mean, people are going to lose their minds. They're going to lose their, and why do they care about anybody else's money? Let the kid make it. This market is out there for them. Why can't they make that money? They're going to go away after 3 years or 4 years.
And then next batch will come in. It's how it works.
Why do we? Oh, college kids making money. That's horrible. What a horrible thing for this world.
It'll change the complexion of the sport, except the sport has always been changing.
I'm telling you, I am a little bit worried about this, though, that there is going to. I mean, we already see with the drip. We already see with bottle service. We already see with today's athlete,
mm-hmm.
and you know what? It's more about the brand than it is about the productivity. And if in fact you can't tell me that now you've got school that you have to take care of, you've got all your workouts and your offs, even in the off season, and then you've got your season. You've got all those responsibilities, and now you're going to add another major responsibility if you are the lacrosse player that has to run camps or have – you got a business to run now. So
true.
You can't tell me that this isn't going to take up time for these kids, time that is already – listen, what's between school and football, JT had very little time outside of it. And, you know, he wasn't even his college career was nothing. Was and for guys that are playing major college sports to also add this to their plate is going to, you know what? They're going to need guys like Dusty and Zach.
Yeah, they're going to need guys to field calls. And maybe as off-putting as that might sound to some people who love the alleged amateurism of college sports. Yeah, they're going to need guys in positions where, you know, sorry, I got a workout to attend. I can't take your call. Dusty will take this call. Or whoever they hire, things like that.
Well, and that all sounds so...
I know. People don't like
it. You got to talk to my Dusty.
You got to talk to my guy. Dusty will be one of those guys.
I can't deal.
Like, I don't know Dusty's complete role. We're just using him because he was just in. But guys who are going to fill roles were like, look, I got practice. I got a study lab. You can talk to this person, and they'll figure it out for you. That's kind of if these kids have decided that they want this, and money is such an alluring thing. I wouldn't be surprised if some kids are like, I don't. At some point, they'd be like, this is a little too much. Other kids will be all in on it. If you want to be a professional, these are what those guys you look at on TV every day are doing. If the guys you aspire to be once you make the next level, they're doing this. They have these guys, and now you're going to have them too. And by the way, you're going to have to pay these guys. So that's the other thing you're going to have to understand.
You have to pay those guys, and you have to pay taxes.
Yeah, it's not just coming in.
Well, and I wonder if handlers aren't going to get even worse. Family.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's been forever. I mean, how many guys have been screwed out of money?
Yeah.
Andre, Vince. I mean, how many guys by family, they've gotten screwed, and now they can start at the high school level where a family member can screw you as opposed to having somebody like these guys in here that it's their business, and they treat it. Listen. These guys ever screw anybody, they're going to be out of the business.
It'll get out. No guy's going to sign with them.
Yeah.
Or women. No player will.
But how many family members are screwing their...
Well,
you know,
it's been a tale as old as time, John.
The
family member potentially taking advantage of the breadwinner who may be far too young to understand that your family member doesn't have your best interest at heart.
Yep. No, that is a tale. Well, I thought prostitution was a tale as old as time.
No, it's the oldest profession.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it's a little different.
That is right. Some things that we haven't touched on yet. Tom Brady. He pretty much announced. Yeah. Now this is This what did you call this? A national nightmare?
I said, right, when I saw this. Does our national nightmare finally have an end date?
Because Tom Brady says he can't see himself playing until 50. Not even he can do
that. God.
He's always said 45, and he's 44 this year.
I'm just glad this isn't, this won't, it appeared at one point to feel like an indefinite thing. I'm glad that we actually have an end date to this nightmare.
It's national nightmare.
God, the lit in people's voices, like this uplifting tone when they start to talk about Tom Brady, it's actually disgusting to me. Like Tom Brady, the player, I have my issues because he was the dominant force in the league and in my division, except when he came down to Miami, he had pretty some good success against them. But sure, that's one thing. But this voice that people talk about him, this exalted voice they use to talk about him, shut up. I'm more happy about that ending than Tom Brady getting off the field when people will stop talking about, oh, Tom. It's just this, you can hear it, and I'm like, stop. Okay, I get it. He's the greatest of all time. Could you stop gargling?
The GOAT.
Could you stop gargling?
The GOAT.
Could your voice stop? Could you stop audibly gargling him? That's all.
In a promo clip for the latest episode of HBO's The Shop, Tom Brady said he thought, when asked about free agency last year, his free agent experience last year, he said one team opted to remain with their current quarterback over him last summer. And he said, I thought to myself, you're sticking with that MF-er? Only he said...
The word.
The word.
Who was he talking about?
Well, Scott Zolak, who is a good friend. He was a backup quarterback in New England. Lefty, right? Out of Maryland, I want to say?
The name and the school, I don't know what arm he threw.
Scott Zolak. I'm pretty sure he was a lefty out of Maryland. Anyway, Scott Zolak said, was when Mark Bertrand said, or Tannehill... And Scott Zolak said, bingo, that he was talking to the Titans. The thought was he was either talking to San Francisco or the Titans. And Scott Zolak, I don't know if he is just guessing or he's pretty close to Brady because he was with New England for years. That Brady's calling Tannehill. You're going to stick with that? If I'm Tannehill, I'm like, oh, really, Tom? Really?
Well, we know Tom.
You see, have you gotten to an AFC championship game?
Quite a few, actually.
No. That year?
No, not that year.
Not that year he didn't.
No, he didn't even get to see Tom because Tom, you know, got a season ruined by, who did they lose to? No, he beat Tom in the playoff game.
He went and beat Tom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Went and beat. You mean the guy that beat you, Tom?
It was Ryan Fitzpatrick who forced them to play on opening weekend because of the comeback in the regular season finale, and then the Tennessee Titans went in there and beat them the following week.
Tennessee didn't beat Baltimore in that first round that year.
No, they beat Baltimore in round two because Baltimore had a bye. Remember?
Oh yeah,
and that's then they right. lost to the Chiefs in the title game.
That's right. That's right. So how about that, Tom? Oh, you're calling him an MF-er when, in fact, he beat your ass?
Well, kind of worked out for Tom. Look, we know Tom has a long memory, and anytime you perceive or he perceives that an organization is choosing someone over him at the quarterback position, he's not going to like it.
Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. What do you think the odds are right now that Ben Simmons is not a 76er next year?
If Ben Simmons comes back, he's going to have a conversation with Doc and Joel Embiid. You going to air me out right after the game about how, oh, I was a turning point. What about when you turned the ball over? Wasn't that the turning point, Joel or Doc, talking about you can't answer? I don't know if he's a championship point guard. Doc.
Actually, if you want to know the truth, bigger play, because they did get a point out of him not dunking.
Yeah.
A bigger play was Embiid losing that ball.
To an easy dunk for
Gallinari.
Yeah. So, yeah. I don't know. Maybe an emotional smack in the face when your guard won't dunk a basketball under the rim. But you turn the ball over, and it led to a dunk. And instead of possibly going down by two, they went down by six. I don't remember I don't know if they're going to tie or they're trying to get within a bucket or so. But, yeah, you turn the ball over, it leads to a dunk. That's a big play. You're eight turnovers. How about the two free throws you missed in, what was it, game four? That he missed, that B went to the line and doinked two free throws? So they both now, and B can counter with, look, I'm playing with the torn meniscus, I'm scoring 30 plus, so get off me. But and he had moments where he wasn't.
And you can also say, dude took one fourth quarter shot over six games.
Look, Ben Simmons gets all the slander. You can't go after Embiid really when comparing him to Simmons, but Embiid was terrible in a couple second halves. Didn't he like go?
Yes, he had zero, remember?
Yeah, he was terrible, and you can put it on he was hurt and he was tired, but he had some issues too. Look, Philly can't depend on – the game of basketball won't allow you to depend on a center to initiate your offense. It's why he was averaging 8 turnovers per game the last two, because everything was flowing through him because you had no other options to initiate offense or get guys open. That's why everyone should have a problem with Ben Simmons. That shouldn't be Joel Embiid's role. But because you can't have the basketball in your hands because of the disaster that would be you at the free throw line, they have to go through Joel Embiid. I don't mind Philly slander because you know why, John?
I ain't like that dirty-ass, trash-ass city.
Nobody likes that dirty-ass, trash-ass city. Okay? So what do you think the odds are?
That he's not there?
That he's not there.
I don't think he returns. I think it's too... the word toxic gets used a lot, but it's, look, the fans, you know, you heard what that fan said.
Crumb bump. You crumb bump.
He said worse, but we're cleaning it up.
You crumb bump. What do you think the odds are?
I think it's that he comes back or doesn't come back.
Both.
I think the favorite is he doesn't come back. I would say minus 200, he doesn't come back.
Minus 450.
That's heavy.
Plus 275. So, in other words, if you bet $100 on Ben Simmons coming back to Philadelphia, that crumb bum coming back to Philadelphia, you would win $275. If you bet that he won't, it costs you $450 to win $100. Costs you have to put down $450 just to win $100.
If you're Ben Simmons, would you want to come back when these people are waiting for you?
Ben Simmons, you crumb bum piece of
Do you want to go back to that?
No. I don't think Ben Simmons can't. Ben Simmons can't go to a contender. Ben Simmons can't go to. Ben Simmons has got to end up in Minnesota or Sacramento
Orlando. I have seen those trades where it's like Ben Simmons to Minnesota for D'Angelo Russell plus something else, whatever, to make the salaries work or something along, or to make it more palpable for Philly because they're trading the better player. I've seen those because if you're a title contender, why are you're going to trade either a bad contract or a good player with a large salary for Ben Simmons? That doesn't help you get any better, or at least not in the playoffs. It doesn't.
The Blazers are the favorite, plus 200. Washington's the next favorite, plus 300. San Antonio, plus 400. Utah, plus 500. That's the first really good team. Oklahoma City, Golden State, Lakers, Cleveland, and the Rockets are plus 1,000. So you would win 10 to 1 on your money if he's a Rocket. But the Rockets ain't trading with Daryl Morey.
There
ain't no chance. Zero.
They hope to acquire a ball handler, ball dominant player in this draft. There ain't no place for Ben with Kevin Porter Jr. too, who you hope, we talked about his maturity and development. There's no place for Ben Simmons on the roster.
No. No.
You're gonna lock yourself into Ben Simmons for what? For who?
For who? Who? For where are you going? With four years left on that?
It'd be great to be paying John Wall and Ben Simmons over $70 million per.
Here's the I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to take the plus. I would much rather take the plus 275 because with that contract, Daryl Morey might not be able to unload that this year.
Not in a way where he thinks he's getting good value. Like,
well, I don't know if he even – he might not even
– like, you can dump Ben Simmons someplace if you're getting bad deals or bad players back.
No, you're going to have to give up draft picks. This is a Brock Osweiler thing. Look, this is his Chris Paul.
No, you're dumping. You might have to give up draft picks if you're acquiring a pretty good player. Like, you could put Ben Simmons someplace, get a shorter deal, shorter bad deal, so you can just get rid of him. But if you're trying to get any type of value back, it's going to be tough because you still want to compete for a title. If you're trading Ben Simmons, you want players back that are going to help you win. How are you going to do that if his value is so low that people think he should be shooting with the other hand? Which is actually true. he's naturally right-handed and he shoots with his left for whatever reason. And you can see the results.
You would think you would get a good player in return for an all-star, a guy who's been an all-star. You ain't getting crap back for with that contract and what he did this postseason.
His value's too
nobody,
low.
Nobody destroyed their value more than Ben Simmons did this year.
I think Daryl can send him someplace and probably get a good player back, but it won't be, or maybe you're going to have to get a couple to make the salaries work, but it won't be an all-star level player.
Oh,
not unless he's giving up picks.
No, I'm telling you, he's going to have to give. This is a Brock Osweiler deal. I'm not taking that contract and this crappy play. This guy who shot one shot in the fourth quarter.
And it's not so much the on-court performance is one thing and not being able to shoot, but the mentality has to strike people as this guy backed away from every opportunity to do something. That's got to hurt, too.
1030 ESPN 97.5 713-780. An ugly, ugly, ugly story on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, Del, do you think any woman should cost you $8 million?
I don't take no orders from no woman, by the way.
Well, no, I mean, that's not it. Apparently Ben Zobrist, have you seen this story?
I read up on it a little bit.
It's not the nicest story. Apparently Ben Zobrist has had a rough time of it. He says he lost $8 million in his lawsuit. In a lawsuit, he says he lost $8 million because of his wife. He had a 13, now retired. He's seeking $6 million in damages from Byron Yawn, the CEO of Forrest Crane and Company, a Nashville area business consulting firm. He's a former pastor and elder at Community Bible Church in Nashville. In that position, Yawn met Zobrist and his wife, the former Juliana Gilmore, about 16 years ago. The Zobrists were married in 2005 and have three children. Zobrist says this. Yawn provided the Zobrist pre- and post-marital counseling, the lawsuit states. He also counseled Ben Zobrist regarding anxiety and depression. Beginning in 2018, Yawn talked daily with Juliana Zobrist, the lawsuit states. It alleges their sexual relationship began in the spring of 2019 and lasted for about a year. Yawn and Juliana Zobrist used prepaid mobile telephones to help conceal the relationship, the lawsuit states. Yawn's wife, Robin Yawn, reportedly discovered the phones in May of 2019. So, apparently, now he claims maybe he should have played another season, but he was too depressed or whatever the case may be. But he claims he lost $8 million because his wife and... Do you think a pastor who's providing marital advice should have relations with the wife, first of all?
It feels like it goes against your stated purpose.
Yeah.
Particularly when this pastor is married himself.
Right. I'm not sure that that's the best marital counseling.
Not a great endorsement.
No. I think it's a terrible.
Sir, I came to you for counseling, and then you proceeded to ruin two marriages, yours and mine.
Well, if nobody found out, listen, they were still married. They were fine. They were fine. You know, she didn't leave because she was getting some. She was fine. Yeah. Until they found out about it, nobody was any the wiser. Yeah. Their marriage was fine.
But people did find out about it.
Huh. Yeah, but they, you know, you're right. Well, because they were stupid. Prepaid phones.
They did take some steps to try to conceal their naughtiness. But if I'm a pastor or just Ben Zobrist, I'm saying to myself, first, if I'm a pastor, God, you're not doing what we do a service. You're making us look bad. If I'm Ben Zobrist, I never walk into a church again. I'm going to be looking at every pastor.
But well,
how old is this guy, the pastor? Do we know the age? Is he one of those young pastors who wears jeans and Jordans when he's up there talking to his, I don't know, what are they called? His flock. Is he up there in a fitted tee, some J's, and some $200 jeans? Is he one of those youthful type pastors?
I don't know. Do you think he says one fish, two fish?
No, that's a corny pastor.
Oh.
That's a different type. If you're Ben Zobrist, I don't know what Ben Zobrist's wife looked like, but she's rolling
pretty good.
She's rolling pretty good in terms of, you know, her financial situation.
Pretty good.
Like she has a nice life, and the pastor steals her away. He can't be some like nerdy 55-year-old, right?
No, probably.
He's got to be a younger dude who's probably in shape, I'm assuming. The minute I saw this dude, if I'm Ben Zobrist, I'm like, nah, you're not talking to my wife. I ain't trusting your ass. Look at you.
No. There ain't no pastor he trusts now. No.
Buddy,
no.
Look, Ben, I'm not going to victim blame Ben Zobrist, but you could have probably sussed out this dude. Now, not you. You talking a little too slick?
Well, he's no longer with the church. I think this might have hurt his standing.
Did you say the pastor's name?
The pastor is Yawn.
What's his first name?
Nick.
I want to look this dude up. Does he fit the profile? How do you spell Yawn?
Like Yawn. No, Byron Yawn.
Y-A-W-N.
Yawn. Like you just yawned.
I want to see if he fits the profile of the pastor I'm thinking about. I mean, he's probably about Zobrist's age. I mean, I wouldn't look at him and go, wow, he's really cool. Because in some pictures, he's got a soul patch. I'm not sure how old that picture is. I don't know. Ben Zobrist. I can see why Ben Zobrist wasn't so suspecting. He's not an old guy, but he's just a dude.
He's just a guy.
Yeah, and still got snatched. His girl got snatched, and by girl, I mean his wife.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Juliana, have you seen pictures of Juliana Zobrist?
Yeah. This is Mr. Steal Your Girl for Ben Zobrist. This guy?
Yeah. Ben.
That's rough. Are you gonna?
That's why he's pissed.
Are you gonna make it? Yeah, it's not like he got
you.
Yeah, this guy.
That's horrible. But I don't think if you're the pastor a marriage counselor that you can help the marriage by having sex with the wife of the couple you're counseling.
Do you think he said take this home to your husband for tips? Like, do you think he ever said that? Like, hey, you want to send him to me for some tips? I mean, I know we were talking about, you know, connecting.
And
the emotional, you know, availability. But, hey, maybe you just needed something else.
Wow. See, that's...
What?
That's no way to counsel a marriage, okay?
I don't think we're going to go to Byron Yawn for counseling. I think he's all about, man, this woman walked into my office. See what and he probably was like this really... close confidant, you know the moves, listening, understanding, and all of a sudden, oop, your bra's off. Look at that. How did that happen?
I know how that happened. Clip.
He made the move.
The little move. The move.
This is ugly. Sorry for Ben Zobrist. And the pastor was in a marriage himself, which is terrible. But I'm going to say, only one person in this whole square made an upgrade. And it's the pastor.
It's the pastor.
Yeah.
He won.
Clearly.
Well, and not if he cost him $6 million now.
Well, he cost Ben Zobrist $6 million.
Ben Zobrist wants $6 million out of him.
How can he prove that, I couldn't play baseball, so I owe you so he owes you $6
million? Well, I don't know that's why he's – I couldn't find why – but he did say, I signed all kinds of autographs. I did all kinds of things for the church and everything else.
Oh.
And he used me.
And so they were using that to raise money.
Mm-hmm. So this is a story, but before we get to news of the weird, Ben Mahler, do you know who Ben Mahler is?
Radio host from
LA. He's on Fox.
Yeah, I listened to him growing up.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, apparently he says that Deshaun Watson, he doesn't expect Deshaun Watson to play for two full seasons.
Two? How does he explain two?
Yeah. If you look at the timeline on this, barring a drastic sea change, Deshaun Watson will not be playing in an NFL game until a very minimum 2023. That's the earliest. If everything plays out the way it's playing out, he's going to be done until at least 2023. How did I get to that point? He's going to be put on the commissioner's exempt list. That's going to happen likely in the next month before training camp opens up. That means he will be out for the balance of the 2021 season. He will be getting a paid vacation. And then, I guess, even after potentially missing this whole season, doesn't reduce
an actual suspension.
Yeah. And I don't know. Can they do time served?
I don't know. Have they before?
Well, not with, I mean, that's with pay. Let's not forget. That's not a suspension.
That's true. It's paid leave.
That's not penal, that's for sure.
That's true. You like to crowbar that word in when you can. Yeah, you're right. He's getting paid to stay away. And then they can say, look, now that we have all the facts, what you did was egregious. We're going to take you out for another year. 2 years, though. Well, Josh Gordon got multiple years because of repeated offenses on the top of what they gave him. Like, he couldn't stay clean, right? That's why. Have we seen a guy just get paid leave and then, okay, now that the facts are in, we're going to give you another year?
Well, how many guys have we seen?
Nothing like this, really.
Yeah, on the exempt list. I think this is going to be the real table setter, the precedent setter for what is going to happen with guys who have real issues like Deshaun has.
Yeah.
And especially sexual assault accusations. I mean, after Ray Rice and Antonio Brown and Greg Hardy and all of the uprising.
Even Zeke. I mean, his wasn't sexual assaults, but his issues did have to do with doing things the NFL didn't like with women. Do you... 2 years.
Full years.
Would the NFLPA fight this considering what he's being punished for? How hard would they fight this? How would they fight a year pay
you
leave?
Know, whatever the suspension will be, they might get it lowered. But I think the NFL is going to throw the book at them.
Can they fight a paid leave? Like an exempt list? Can they fight that?
No. He's getting paid. Why would the NFL care? Would the PA care about it?
Because he wants to play football.
As long as you don't take that man's money.
Yeah, probably.
He wants to play football, but guess what? He's decided he ain't playing football here. The NFL, he'll probably say, shut up, NFL. NFLPA. I'm getting paid.
And I don't have to play for the Texans.
And I can't get traded yet. Leave my ass alone.
Yeah, he might.
1044 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5. Well, actually, it's News of the Weird coming your way next. Don't go anywhere.
When it comes to sports betting, sportsmapbets.com is the site you need. From weekly betting guides to single game breakdowns of the point spread, money line, over under, and more, sportsmapbets has all the info you need to make the best play. sportsmapbets.com. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Welcome back, ESPN 97.5. So, Del, you remember that South African woman who claimed that she gave birth to 10 babies?
I do.
Yeah, she was admitted to a psychiatric ward.
Did she give birth to any babies?
No, I think maybe the babies drove her crazy.
Oh, so the babies did actually exist and they drove her nuts? I'm not sure where this is going.
She claims she gave birth to 10 babies at once and has been admitted to the hospital for a psychiatric evaluation. She lied about the births.
Huh. Imagine that. 10 babies not being real.
Yeah. So that's a problem. That seems to be a problem. Philippines President Duterte? Is that his name?
Sure.
I'm not sure what it is. But you have a choice, Del. He said this. You choose COVID vaccine or I will have you jailed.
Well, it was an easy choice
for me. So you got a choice.
No, it was easy. I didn't need it. I told you, I'm a little upset that there's all these inducements to get the COVID vaccine when I just went like a dummy and just got it. Like, the Astros are offering you tickets if you get it. I should have waited.
Yeah. I mean, there's all kinds of free hot dogs. McDonald's has, there's California McDonald's. They have vaccines now, vaccine stations. You can get yourself a Big Mac. Would you want a Big Mac for a vaccine?
I don't really care for a Big Mac. Give me some
quarter pounder.
Give me some nuggets.
How about some fries with
nuggets and some fries? I'm good.
Yeah. Do you see that there is a giant wing shortage in this country?
Why?
Have you seen this?
I did not know that.
Yes. So how about this? Yes. Though it's pivoting to Wingstop. It says, how about thigh stop?
Oh, I did see someone tweet that, and I didn't really click on the link. So they're selling chicken thighs?
Apparently, since there's a shortage of chicken wings, we got to go chicken thighs. How about this?
The chicken wing shortage has fueled the creation of Thigh Stop.
Thigh Stop.
They eat like a wing, but with more meat. Wingstop launches Thigh Stop.
I don't mind
chicken
it.
Wing shortage.
I'm all right with it.
I'm pulling up a video to see what these things look like. I'm just sure they just... And they have like a little labeling on their normal container called Thigh Stop. Yeah, and they're just the same way they normally cook things and just in thigh form. Deep fried thighs.
So, Dell, I'm looking at an Instagram from some guy.
Is it Starling Marte? Did you see that?
No.
I can't find the video, but there was a thing on Twitter like in the afternoon that Starling Marte, the outfielder, I think he's an outfielder, at least he plays for the Marlins, he tied a rat to like a one of those small rockets and lit it, and it flew up in the air. I'm trying to find the video, but people on Twitter are like, what is Starling Marte doing?
Kind of like.
I know you like it. It's only a rat.
What's a rat? We don't care about rats,
right? I know you don't. But, yeah, I can't find the video, but it was like it just became a thing. Like Marlin fans are like, oh, here it is. How did Starling Marte think people react to his latest Instagram? Yeah, he's got a rat on a rocket, and he just shoots it up in the air. He lights the rocket, like, you know, one of those 4th of July things, and the rocket just, and the rat goes, whoo.
Well, so it's okay to just kill a rat as opposed to sending it into space?
Like, it's from Marte06, which I believe is his Instagram. And he's got, like, two smiley faces on the video.
Well, apparently...
And it's alive, too!
It's alive? It's, of course it's alive.
He zip-tied it to a rocket and shot it, and it just flew away.
Bye, rat.
Ooh, I didn't see the video completely the first time. I did not know the rat was alive. I thought he just picked up a dead rat and did it. No, the rat's alive.
As well, it should be.
What?
How is he going to enjoy the ride into outer space?
Well, he's zip-tied to a rocket, so I'm not sure he's enjoying it at all.
Where does Starling Marte have rats around him?
I don't know where he is.
You're a major leaguer.
Is he hurt or something? What's he doing? Or look, I don't know if someone sent him that video and that's why. Because where is he? Aren't they on the road? Where the hell would he have been to?
With a rat. You're a major leaguer. You're staying in 5-star hotels.
Yeah, maybe someone sent him a video and he put it out. I'm not sure the origin, but it was on his Instagram.
Speaking of going into outer space, you see tens of thousands of people have signed a petition to stop Jeff Bezos from returning to Earth.
Yeah, he's not a lot of people are fans of him. Speaking of that, today is Prime Day. It's the end of Prime. The Prime Day stuff where you get like, you order from Amazon.
Oh, today's the last day?
Today's the last day. So if you guys want to fill Jeff Bezos' pockets so he can, you know, make that trip to outer space more easily, go buy something. Prime Day today.
Yeah, Prime Day. Go get it. Let's go. I'm looking at an Instagram of a guy, Dell. He seems to be a bit upset. I just found out that my son is really my uncle.
Ooh. How does that work? Your son is really your uncle. Son.
So, his girlfriend had relations with his grandfather.
Ooh. Ooh.
Oh, yikes. That doesn't...
His girlfriend had relations... So he's not the biological father of that kid. It's actually his grandfather's kid?
It's really his grandfather's kid, which is his uncle.
Ooh. Ooh, That's some real dark stuff when you thought that kid was yours.
Yeah. Step uncle. Well, no, it's his uncle.
It's his flat out uncle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're raising your uncle.
Who you thought at one point was your son.
Kid. God. Wow.
That's ugly family.
Wow. That doesn't sound like a family I want to be a part of.
No.
So apparently there is a school here, St. Luke's Grammar School, Anglican church, apparently. Year 10 students there were told this. The boys were asked to use a rating system on the girls of the girls.
Already bad news.
And the female students were taught to keep their virginity. So rate those girls that we don't want to have any sex.
Why would the school teach them how to rate them? I thought that stuff just comes out of, you know, guys just being dummies and they decide we want to rate the girls in the school.
Well,
why didn't we
really all do that anyway, though?
In our heads or maybe with our friends.
I don't think it should be a school activity.
No, that's what I'm saying. Why are you teaching them how to do that? That comes about naturally because we're just dumb guys. Yeah. Are they giving them like poster boards so they can have a leaderboard or something?
Right. And, you know, and you girls, no, you won't be rating the boys. What you'll be doing is keeping your virginity.
Look, we are teaching the boys numerical values and how to rate your butts, but don't have sex with them.
Yeah.
That's what we're teaching you to do.
Well, speaking of which, Pakistan's Prime Minister, Imran Khan, he blames women wearing small clothes for sexual violence. Clothes impact men unless we were robots, he says.
See, I was going to... If you had, like, blame women for men's low productivity, I would have hit the no orders, but then it got really dark. I don't want to play the no orders sounder. That's ugly. And untrue, by the way.
Small clothes.
Huh.
In Pakistan?
How is that even? I thought that first part wouldn't be allowed.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't know what they're doing there.
I don't even know how you. We were under the impression that you could never even get to the small clothes part of it. Like that. You would have been come down on for.
It's not happening a lot there, is it?
Yeah, I don't know what he's talking about. Oh, it's his country.
Whatever.
Some ugly thoughts about it, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks, John.
I don't know if that would fly here. I'm just not sure.
You don't think the equivalent...
if Biden...
Well, the State of the Union.
He's the Prime Minister.
He goes, look, rapes are... sexual assaults are up because women are wearing smaller clothes. You don't think that'd go well here?
I'm not sure how that would go over. Let's see if he does it.
I'm pretty sure he won't, and it would go over poorly.
10:56, we're done. Charlie Polillo is next right here on ESPN 97.5. Have a great day.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.